the National Transport Authority determined fares across all public transport operators, and they issued the 2024 fares determination earlier this year, and so the first phase of that has been implemented. For Éireann Éireann, the main impact of this is on a number of intercity routes, which includes the Sligo to Dublin line, which will see fare increases of about 4% on average. Now, this is the first fares increase on any intercity line in over 4 years. And given that 2 years ago there was a general across the board 20% fare reduction implemented, it means that even with this increase, the fares on the Sligo route and indeed on many other routes are in most cases at or lower than they were 10 years ago. And there's not many sectors of the economy you can say that about.
And I think people may have a slight fear that perhaps this could be the first of many incremental increases, but right now I think just take it as it comes, that it's just a 4% increase and that seems to be it. Is that correct?
Well, ultimately, yes, it is the change. And ultimately, it is the National Transport Authority who decides fares. It isn't public transport operators like Éireann Éireann. And it is always a factor of what public service funding is available and that. But certainly the trend in recent years, it's more about restructuring fares than increasing. Even before 5 years ago, there were a number of fare reductions for a period of time as well. So certainly compared to, just about anything else in the economy, public transport fares have been very, very stable in recent years. And this doesn't represent a dramatic change. It is more a restructuring that the NTA are seeking to apply across public transport, just to make the fare structures more consistent and more distance-based, because historically there would have been a lot of different structures there, and that's the main purpose of the changes that are coming in.